Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh.
What's going on, everybody? And I might blow all night, though. When I'm hype, yo, I go nitro. A little lazy, some nice stuff, but I'm worth it. Baby, I'm worth it. It's like night and day, but you a virtue. My hair gone, it's all wrong. Baby, we dying out of love. That mirror. That loving you is like flowing water. You give me the strength through the fire. I'm gonna be your number one fighter. Together. You was my soul, water, baby. You give me the strength through the fire, baby. I'm gonna be your number one fighter, baby. Uh-oh. Vibrations all over your body. Vibrations all over your body. When we're making love, you say you want another man. You don't have another chance, baby, to make amends, baby. You forgot the word. You understand? Yeah. Cause I hurt you and I broke you. Had a hard time trying to learn you. It's like night and day, but you a virtue. My head gone, it's all wrong. We fussing, we fighting. Baby, we dying. Baby, we dying. Not a love. My You. Wanna fight up, Dana. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I remind you, babe. Let me remind you, baby, yeah, yeah. Let me remind you. Okay. What's going on, everybody? Listen, let me tell you something. Today is a good day. I've been sipping. I'm having a celebration all by myself. Let me tell you something. Welcome, everybody. It's a good freaking day today. Let me tell you, I was having a long day, and then I just got the notification that the record had released on all platforms. And I was like, you know what? That is what I needed today. So shout out to the Remind You record being out by Just Armand. Yes, Just Armand is me. That is the alter ego. But listen, guys, that was my first time ever going to a studio. It was my first time ever writing a song, ever picking a beat. You know what I mean? I've been doing music for a very, very long time. But when my grandmother died about 15 years ago, I kind of lost my voice. And it was just a lot in my childhood that kind of went down. So I just stopped singing. So it was like, it's been a while, like almost 20 years since I ever like sang a song. I used to perform and do all this other stuff. So, you know, yeah, I'm not the greatest singer. However, I'm really proud of where I was able to come because I thought I would never sing again. And it was always one of my dreams to just put out a record. I don't care. I mean, if it comes, it comes. But, you know, I'm always going to do the talking. But, you know, I never thought I would be like a singer. You know what I mean? I'm over 29. You know, I'm in my 30s. I'm 30 years old. So, you know what I mean? It's probably that singing train has kind of left. However, I like it. I'll put out music for those that like it. You know what I mean? I don't have to be Chris Brown, but I like the fact that you guys listen to the music and most of you guys understood that it was more of a vibe and it was more of a feeling that you got. And that's what the record is about. It's really not about belting and hitting a bunch of notes. It's really just, you know, understanding and listening to the words and really just kind of getting in your feelings and really, you know, going there and thinking about the current relationship that you're in and, you know, maybe you've been in the past. So I liked it. I liked the beat. I said then I wrote it in one day and then I recorded it. And then I was trying to get a little graphic. I made the graphic myself. Yeah, I did everything on this record myself except produced it. So like in the studio. So I'm proud of it, you know. Whether you like it or hate it, I'm glad that you guys are listening. If you want more, just let me know. Like, you know what I mean? If you guys actually like this, maybe I'll start vlogging it, going to the studio. I'm thinking about putting out an EP. I'm not really sure yet, but, you know, because it's – and you know what? But you know what inspired me to do this? Actually, I want to shout out to every artist that was on Armand listening to your music live. I'm talking about Sunny. I'm talking about Mocahontas. Adonis, everybody that was on there, you know, everybody from the contestants that lost, the contestants that won, made finals, like you guys really, really inspired me to actually pick it up, pick up the pen and try. Because my thing was this, how can I talk about you guys? How can I judge you guys? And I don't even put out nothing. But, you know, I put something out. Oh, and this is not where it's going to end, because we're going to see this from the beginning to the end. And there will be a music video. Oh, y'all wasn't ready for that. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes. There will be a music video. And let me tell you something. It's not going to be for kids, okay? It's not going to be for kids. So, I'm here for it. So I just want to say shout out to all of you guys that are downloading it. And this is the benefit of having your own platform. You see, like, I can come here, talk to you guys, and you know what I mean? I'm going on a press tour. I'm on Facebook now. I'm on YouTube. After this, I'm going to Instagram. We're going to talk. And then it's cool. Like, I'm really, really excited about this new step I'm taking in life. Although the Armand Wiggins Show, we're still doing that. clearly that's the bread and butter, but we will make songs on the side because I like songs that I like to listen to, you know? So, and sometimes I don't hear what I want to hear. So if I have the ability to create what I want to hear, then I feel like I should do so. I mean, I'm today's a good day. And a lot of people don't realize that my mom really wanted me to do a song. So it's for her too. It's for my grandmother, because I wanted them to, at least before we all passed away, they were able to hear me make a song, because they've always wanted me to do so. It was always something that I've done with my family, but they always wanted me to put it out. But as a kid, I got really, really depressed. And then I just got really, really scared. I felt like I didn't have the right support. You know what I mean? I felt like I didn't get the voice lessons. It was just a lot. You know, I had managers that kind of screwed me over. So then I just kind of really got down. And then my parents separated. So, you know, my mom and my dad were not together. And so they remarried. And that was a whole thing. And so I just was like, I don't want to do it anymore, you know. And then I was finding out that I was gay. So it was a lot to it. And so the music kind of left. And so now I'm so glad and thankful for all of you guys that are here, that are listening, that liked it, because I was nervous as shit. I'm not going to lie. However, it was just one of those things, like, now that I'm of age, like, I'm just going to create whatever I want to create. Like, I'm just going to do it. Like, you only live one time. And, you know, I don't care about what any detractor has to say. I'm going to keep, like, I'm not in competition with anybody because I'm in my own lane and I'm literally just working on my mind, body, and spirit, and just doing what makes me happy at this point. You know what I mean? So I'm grateful for those that support me. So thanks a lot, guys. I really appreciate it. Oh, wow. Adrian said, "Huh." I said, I just bought it on iTunes and Spotify. Anything you decide to do, of course, we got you. We are behind you. Thank you, Candace. Oh, shout out to Candace. And oh, you know what? Shout out to my girl, Daytime Tea Time. Hey, girl. Hey, Candace. She made me think of you.
How you doing?
Okay, so they want to hear. They want to play it again. All right, so we're going to play it again. We're going to play it back. We're going to play it back. We're going to play it back. All right, let's play it back. Let's do that. Let's do that like that. Make sure you guys share it. Like the video. You know what I'm saying? Let's play it back. Let's get into some things. We're going to have a fast bop going too. But, you know, I wanted to throw everybody off. I want to really let y'all know, like, you know, I'm a gay boy, but I want you to feel like you can ride with your man to this. I want your man to feel like he can sing this to you females. Like, this, it really, in my mind, I was thinking about a man talking to his girl. You know what I mean? Like, I was looking out for my females on this, and I was looking out for my fellas because I'm like, okay, like, fellas, we be fucking up. Like, gay or straight. Honestly, you know, as a real nigga, like, as a man, I know I be fucking up sometimes. Really, though. Like, for real. And I'm a lot. I'm a lot to deal with. And so, a lot of people think that, you know, gay guys and things like that, we're just all the same. No. You know what I mean? I know I'm a very dominant kind of person. You know what I mean? Contrary to whatever you may think, I know I can be very dominant. So, I was thinking, like, from a man's perspective, like, I know I could be a little bit of a dick sometimes. But at the same time, I'm the best you ever had. Like, don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might fuck up, but you ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that. And, you know, it is just, you just really have to acknowledge the fact that, hey, you know what? I do fuck up, but I am really that nigga. And so that's kind of what the song is about. Okay? You know, I fucked up, but I'm still that nigga. Period. All right, so let's play that back. Shout out to Heart Evisceration. Thank you, Lisa. I know you were kind of thinking like, girl, how is this going to sound? Because every time I talk to you on the phone, you'd be kind of like, oh, okay, okay. I let you listen to it. You was like, okay. You was kind of being like nice with it. But I'm glad you liked it. All right, let's drop it back. Let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Come on. Yeah, I'm crazy and I'm psycho and I'm... baby, I'm worth it. Yeah, I hurt you and I broke you. Had a hard time trying to learn you. It's like night and day, but you a virtue. My head gone, it's all wrong. We fussing, we fighting. Baby, we dying out of love. Let me remind you that loving you is like flowing water. You give me the strength through the fire. I'm gonna be your number one fighter. Together we gonna vibrate higher. Together we gonna vibrate higher. Loving you is like the water, baby. You give me the strength through the fire, baby. I'm gonna be your number one fighter, baby. Vibrations all over your body. Vibrations all over my body. When we make love, you say you want another man. Ooh, another chance, baby. Another chance. I already understand. Yeah, I hurt you and I broke you. Had a hard time trying to learn you. It's like night and day, but you a virtue. My head gone, it's all wrong. We fussing, we fighting. Baby, we dying. Vibrate. You give me the strength. You give me the strength through the fire. Okay. This is my favorite part. This is where it get real, 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 real nasty. Let me remind you, baby, yeah. Let me remind you. Let me remind you, babe. Relax your mind, oh, babe. Remind you, baby, yeah. That you ever had, remind you, babe, remind you, babe. Okay. Listen, that is my favorite part. That's my Eric Bellinger part, right? You know how they, that is my part right there. That's where you really go in. Like, if you playing this song while you like doing the nasty, that's where you show them really what you about, okay? That's where you seal the deal. Okay, hold on. That's where you seal the deal, okay? On that part. That's the part where you just take everything back that's yours. Child, let me tell you something. It's a good day. This either made me another homemade margarita. This is tequila in here, girl. This is the family live today. Like, this is a subscribe. This is not. This is about the Armand Wiggins Show. Just Armand. It's about the supporters, child. We getting some things. Well, this is a celebration. You know, this is a long time coming. I'm really, really happy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people really don't understand what this means. Like, I don't give a damn if we don't ever listen to this record again. The fact that, like, I'm in this space right now, guys, where I am literally just putting something in my mind putting it on paper and watching it, manifesting it and watching it and doing it until it's done, like complete. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, literally, I have these goals where I'm like, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it. Since I said I'm going to do it, I have to finish it. Whether, no matter what comes above it, I have to finish it. You know what I mean? Because I started it. Because for a long time, I never finished anything that I started. So that's the Gemini in me. But I'm every time I start something, I'm determined to finish it. So it's really about, I'm happy because I did this. It took me so long to do it, and I gained the confidence to do it. And I don't care what anybody feels about it. So I'm in a great freaking mood today. All right, so somebody want to talk. 925-3556, you live on the air.
Listen to my Bay Area Eric Bellinger, though. Hey,
okay,
honey.
Okay, what's going on, Bo?
Okay. Oh, I just had to call in and just let you know that, yes, the song is popping, boo. And you should be having
Thank
a
you.
Good day because it is a good day. You did that. Wasn't expecting
Thank
that. You see how he giving us the tease, boo? Okay.
Right, because, you know, you just
I'm
never
so
know.
Happy
That's what I'm
for
saying.
You.
Like, every, like, whenever you, like, my thing is this, I don't want everybody to know everything I'm doing. You get what I'm saying? Like, whenever you think I'm in one lane,
exactly.
We doing something different. You know what I'm saying? You just never really know what the fuck going on over here. That's why you always got to be ready.
And that's in everything in life. You cannot tell everybody what you're doing, let alone anybody. You
mm-hmm.
did that, boo. So I just wanted
Thanks,
to
love.
Give you your props, boo.
Thank you. Thank you. And make sure you, you know, put that on one of your playlists, girl. You know, listen to that.
It already is.
Okay, listen. Because the next thing is I'm going to buck the system. We're going to drop a video. Then don't play with me. I'll be done started performing. I got to find me a little manager or something, you know, to, you know, help me get these shows out here
mm-hmm.
in the Bay Area. But, girl, I'm going to do it. Like, why
Let
not?
Me know because I'm down for a shoot.
Let me tell you something, girl. I'm going to listen. This song is going to get a video and I'm going to perform it. And then after that, if I decide I don't want to do nothing else, that's fine. But the end all be all is video and do at least one performance, live performance. And then I fulfilled my goal. So thank you.
Yeah, see, I like that. It'll work. And you know, we're going to keep pushing for you because we're going to keep
yes.
asking for more. You can't just drop no little hot stuff like that and think that
oh,
we're
no.
not going to ask for more. You know your subs. We are greedy
yes.
about you.
Yes.
And
well, no,
I just
have
sidebar.
Go ahead.
Sidebar, I had to come for a few people about you
Did
yesterday,
you?
But we're going to leave
where
that
where at? Yet. Where at?
I'll email you.
Mm-hmm. Email me.
I'll
yeah,
email
let's
it
do
to
it.
You because,
okay.
you know, us, the B&B squad, we don't play about you. So if I say it on the air, everybody going to go over there and go act crazy. So I'm going to just send it to you.
Okay. Email it to me now. All right. Bye, boo.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Hold on. Shout out to the people on Facebook watching. Let me give y'all the number. Oh, you know what? Let me do this. For the people that want the number, because I think we can do the nope, that was the Black China tea. I think the number, there go the number. Hi, y'all on Facebook. 365. All right. Y'all could call in. There go the number. Okay. Shout out to everybody here. All right. So, child, we're not going to be on here long. I'm just doing a light kiki. I just want to shout out to all my friends that have reposted it. And listen, make sure you guys, if you guys are really liking it, whenever you guys decide to listen to it again, you know what I mean? I would like to know that you're listening to the record. So send me a little snap on Instagram or Twitter or something so I can repost it to my story, you know, shout you out, you know, give me a little love. Let me know who watched it. I want to give a shout out to my boo, Tristan. I love you. Shout out to Denise. Shout out to my one of my coworkers, actually Kevin. Shout out to Kevin for reposting it. Like, and this is my straight coworker. So thank you. You know what I mean? Real nigga on deck. Thank you for, you know, shouting me out and supporting. So and then shout out to my friend Tristan out up in Atlanta. So, you know, we got straight men, gay men, everybody. I'm so thankful for that. So yeah, I didn't want to make a record about, you know, popping my pussy on a beat. You know what I mean? Something like that. Nah, that wasn't really my style.
So shout out to that. But yeah, we're not gonna be on here too long. Oh yeah, I want to talk to her. 217-1703. You live on the air. I know who this is already.
Hello. Hi, Armand.
Girl, let me tell you something. Well, let you say what you're going to say first, and then I'm gonna tell you something. Go ahead.
So first, I want to say congratulations on your song. I do like the song, and I did buy it on iTunes. I have to support you. You know I like you. Hey, that's all I want to say. Now, what you got to say to me?
Girl, let me tell you something. I can't play the audio on here. I'm going to do it on a different live. But, girl, did you call into Kaya's show? I swear it sounds just like you. That was you. I'm going to play this audio, girl. You were dragged. It sounds just like you, girl. And you were dragging it, girl. And I'm like, girl, this the same girl that be dragging Kaya. And you were dragging it. I'm going to play this audio for you. Not on this live, but on it. You were dragging.
Oh, my gosh. That was not me, Armand.
Yes, it was, bitch. Yes, it was. It was you, girl. You be going back and forth all the different call-ins. It'd be a fake.
That's not true.
So you didn't call in her. Okay. I can't play the live right now, so I can't prove it. But it sounds just like you. I'm going to play it.
That
you know
is
I'm
not
do?
Me.
Okay, I'm going to play it in our members only meeting. Are you a member? No?
I am a member.
Okay, so since you are a member, we're going to play it in the next members only chat, period. And then I'm going to let the people decide if it was you.
I tried to get into her show. But she has such a long line of people that I wasn't able to get through. But what did this person say? What did they say?
Girl, this person said, was talking about, you know, touching kids downstairs and all, you know, really going ruthlessly in. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
And was talking about T.S. Madison and all that. Mm-hmm. I sound just like you.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like,
no.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm not that vulgar. No. People be thinking they know my voice. I'm like, no, it's not me. Like, people say I called into the Michelle lady. I'm like, I don't even watch her. Like, she doesn't have viewership. Mm-hmm. But no, it wasn't me. If it was me, I would admit it.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about that on the next time, girl. I couldn't wait to get you on here.
Did that person offend you?
No, that person didn't offend me. That person was a kiki. That person didn't offend me. It was just interesting because that person dragged Kaya, but did not drag Kaya on the live. They only dragged T.S. Madison and Bobby Lights. So I was just like, well, if it was you, I was like, girl, you need to keep that same energy. Drag her like you did over here. I wasn't offended. I just wanted that person to drag everybody collectively. That's
you know
what's
so funny? I have a very recognizable voice. Very recognizable mm-hmm. voice. People are knowing me because I call into your live all the time. Thank God they don't know my information because I don't want them harassing me. People say I should start my own show. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I say I may have the personality, but I don't have the drive to go forward with it. However, Armand, I can't lie to you. That was me on the live.
Yeah, I knew that was you. So why would you be fake like that and you don't like Kaya either? Come on, we keep the same energy.
I don't like Kaya. However, I did call into her live before. If you go to one of her previous lives, I did get into it with her. And not only did she cuss me out, she hung up the phone on me, and then she cussed me out. And so I wanted to just go on there. And I wanted to talk about T.S. Madison. I wanted to talk about Bobby Light. And, you know, half the shit I was saying, I was just talking shit. I didn't mean it. But, you know, I just wanted to get my little two cents in just to hype her up. The bitch know I don't like her. She should know my voice. I called into her live a couple of times. She should know my voice. And
well, girl,
in the comments saying, this is the same person that was on Armand's live the night before. I'm like, I think she hung up on me.
Yeah, girl, that's what I'm saying. So, girl, just make sure that you're not over here kicking with me, then you going on everybody live slaying me. I'm glad you didn't slay me on there, so we still good.
I don't want you going behind my back
slaying me, bitch, because I might have to block you.
I would never slay. You know, I'm one of your biggest fans. I would never slay you. Never, never, never. You should actually follow me on Instagram.
Okay, girl, because, you know, I can hear your voice, so, girl, be careful, because I got ears everywhere, so if it sound like it's you and then you start slaying me, I'm like, girl, what is this? So it just kind of took me, because I'm kind of like, girl, well, hold on. This sounds like you could be a little fake. You know, girl, we don't do the fake.
Oh, no, no, no. No, I'm not fake. I'm 100% real. I called into Kaya's Live to go in on Bobby and T.S. Madison. That was it.
Uh-huh.
I just called into her live to go into Bobby and T.S. Madison. I didn't. First of all, me and Kaya already went back and forth. She hung up on me in a previous live. She knows my voice. She knows me. I'm well known. I'm
yes.
well known. People,
well, girl,
if you
want to
know who I am, you can follow me on Instagram. Can I get my Instagram?
Go ahead and get your Instagram out. I don't care.
People, I know you've been wondering who I am and what. But guess what? If you want to know who I am, you can follow me on Instagram at itsnoneofyourgoddamnbusiness.com. Love you.
Okay.
I'm on. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
She's a KK. But, girl, you know, listen. I'm telling you, I am the Armand Wiggins, baby. I got eyes and ears everywhere. So, all right, you all. So, I was just saying that to say, I'm not playing. I got eyes and ears everywhere. All right, so we're gonna get up out of here. Does anybody else want to call in? Does anybody have anything else to shut?
Ew.
The liquor is getting to me at this point. So we're about to bring the party over to Instagram. I'm about to go live with some of the people. Make sure y'all tag me over there. Did y'all want to call in Kiki on that? Because she was going to have me play the audio in the members only live. And I'm like, girl, I know that was you. Y'all want me to run that back? We're going to run that back a little bit. And then shout out to all my moderators in the building. I really didn't have much to say. I just wanted to play that record for y'all. Make sure y'all stream it. You know what I mean? And do all of that good stuff. Because here's the good thing about, you know, the era that we live in now. Like, we could literally be talking about streaming and stuff today. And, like, this time next year, we literally could be, like, popping, like, for real. It really just depends on your support system. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can literally do anything that you want to do. So I believe that anything can happen. So I believe if it's meant for me to do music, then you know what? It will happen. And you know what I mean? I'm going to keep doing the work and keep doing and driving and keep hustling and keep reinventing myself. I'm never going to sleep too long. All right. We got a couple more people that want to say something. Area code 347-3132. You're live on the air.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Armand, my love. Unfortunately, I logged on a little bit too late. I'm on YouTube, and it says that you released new music. Like I said, I'm late, so I missed the chat. I'll re-watch the video, but congratulations to all your endorsements. Keep on the great work, and thank you for bringing the concept, what we need, what the people want to hear. Thank you for, like, making that your goal. You're the man.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Anytime, my love. Take care. I'm going to keep watching the show.
Okay, bye. You know what? I wanted to say this one thing. You know, we're going to have to do that meet and greet over in New York. New York City is my biggest, literally. When I look at my analytics on Instagram, my analytics on Facebook, my analytics on YouTube, New York City is my number one city is my biggest audience, my biggest fan base. And that's so weird because I'm 3 hours behind you guys on the West Coast. But New York City, my majority of my fans are in New York City. So shout out to New York City because that's my favorite city in the whole entire world. Okay. I wish I was from New York, but I'm not. California is just as good, though. Don't get it twisted. So shout out to New York. We're going to have to do that meet and greet over. Now, but we're going to do it the right way because a lot of you New Yorkers are a little bit of frauds because y'all talk a good game, but then when it comes down to it, y'all don't really be liking to show up. However, we did have a decent turnout, but it was a lot more people saying that they was coming to the meet and greet than they did. So you New Yorkers, you guys are supposed to be straight shooters. So if you're coming and you say you're coming, you better be there. Now, if you're not coming, just say you're not coming or don't come. Don't say that you're coming because y'all making New York look bad. New Yorkers are supposed to be, you know, say it like they mean it. If we coming, we coming. If we not, we not, period. All right? So you guys are my number one city, so I'm looking out for you. I'm coming out there again soon. Oh, yes. All right, one more. 270-4508, you live on the air.
What's up, Armand? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Sipping on this tequila, girl.
Well, you deserve it. I was calling in to let you know that I'm very proud of you. We all are.
Thank you so much.
Keep up the awesome work. You're inspiration to us all, no matter what goal it is, to just stick to it. You ain't got to let the world know. Just come out of nowhere and just bam, just get there.
Yeah, right. You just never know, because I find that every time I tell somebody something, either they either like throw me some negative energy or they try to copy my shit, or you know what I mean? So it's just like I'm learning not like, and you know me, I'm kind of giving in the sense where I will, like, if I have an idea, I'm telling everybody. And it's just like I've learned to just keep some things to myself, because you know what I mean? Maybe if I told everybody I was going to do this, everybody would have talked me out of it. You know what I mean? Like, don't do it. I don't know.
Well, how you just did it, that's exactly how you do it, too. That's exactly
yes.
how you do it.
Yes. So
I'm
going
to be supporting you. I'm going to be getting you together. I'm going to be seriously sharing anytime I see it. I'm going to be sharing. I'm going to be first on iTunes. I'm going to be supporting. And we all just, I love you, Armand.
I love you, too. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good
Bye.
Evening.
You too. All right, let me see what she's talking about again. Girl, now we're not going into you right now. We're gonna play this song right now. We're gonna see you on Instagram. I love you though. All right, so we're gonna play this one more time back. Yes, we do. Oh, yes. Shout out to Miriam. We definitely still have to go see Wendy Williams. So that's one another reason why I'm coming out there. So it probably won't be a meet and greet, even though we are working on a meet and greet, official meet and greet there. But I do need to get out there to see Wendy Williams. But shoot, she's been kind of playing lately. I haven't been really that interested in her. But no shade, though. Her Nicole Murphy interview was entertaining, though. I liked her Nicole Murphy interview. It was good. I liked that one. All right, so shout out to my people there on Facebook. All right, so we're gonna play the record. Well, we played it already. So I'm heading over to Instagram now. And I love y'all, and we can go out to the song because I'm about to be playing this hoe on Instagram if y'all want to hear it again. Hey. You give me the strength through the fire, baby. I'm gonna be your number one fighter, baby. Hey. Vibrations. All over your body, vibrations all over your body. We're making love. You say you want another man. To make amends, baby. You don't need another man. I already understand. Yeah. Yeah, I hurt you when I broke you. Had a hard time trying to learn you. It's like night and day, but you a virtue. My head gone, it's all wrong. We fussing, we fighting. Baby, we dying. Not a baby, we dying. Not a love. In my own. You give me the strength through the fire. I'm going to be your number one fighter. Together we going to vibrate higher. Loving you is like flowing water. You is like flowing water. You give me the strength through the fire. Fighter, baby. Vibrate higher. Okay, you heard that? But this is the good part. This is the good part. This is where you go really go in on your man, or he go in on you. This is the good part. Let's go. Let's go. Show me what it's all about. Show me what it's about. Let me remind you, baby. Yeah. Come on.
I'm telling you, my friends are some haters. Well, Tristan actually texted back and said he gets to do it, and he was subscribing. You know, she don't do all that. She's not here. Mike is a hater. So instead of just being a part of the girl, you want to start posting. But you didn't say, like, well, what made you start posting?
You posted it. You posted it.